Good morning and welcome to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour starring Gary Rossignol of RE/MAX Preferred Group. To be part of the program, dial 513-563-1480 to get your answers to questions about your home and property. That number again, 513-563-1480. Now, here's Gary.
I'm going to say this because it's very, very special to me. A perfect marriage is two imperfect people who refuse to give up on each other. That, you know, my wife and I have 51 years. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Wow, yeah, I know. Nice. We'll witness our granddaughter, Brianna Roten, and Connor Johnson getting married tonight in Lexington, Kentucky. And that I'm very proud. People say, you've got a granddaughter old enough to get married? Says, well, yeah, I've been around that. We've been married for 51 years. There's a lot to that story.
Odds are it's about to happen.
lot to that story, but we won't get into that today. My mantra all year has been, markets shift as life changes. However, people keep buying and selling real estate, always have, they always will. I've been in this business 30-some years, and I've been through the ups and the downs and the sideways and the backwards and the forwards. And every time there's a change, they go, oh, my God, it's going to be the end of real estate. Well, no, people keep buying and selling real estate. Always will.
People got to live somewhere.
No matter what the interest rates are. And, you know, just touch on interest rates real quick. We're right at just a little below 7%, which is average. If you take the average interest rates over the past 30 some years, we're right there. When my wife and I bought our first house, we assumed a VA mortgage at 10%, and we were in Fat City because interest rates were 14% and 15%.
Yeah,
you know, but there you go. And we're just here to help you folks who are tuning in, listening. We are on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, which is now called X. My guest today, he's a friend and a colleague from H7. I want to give a shout-out to Clayton and Angel Hicks, who have built a fabulous, fabulous company. They're in, I didn't know they were in like 30-some states and seven countries.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I remember when they were just, we had like a half a dozen meetings here in Cincinnati. I've been with them that long, so. Anyhow, but my guest this morning, he's the owner of Plug PV Solar Pro in Little Miami. Give a big warm welcome to Justin Drew.
Thanks for having me here. I appreciate it.
All right. We're getting a standing ovation already.
Hey, I'm okay with that.
It is the holiday season, and my usual music trivia is going to be my holiday music trivia, so get your thinking caps on. This is for a $10 gift card to Starbucks. And the phone number here is 513-563-1480. If you haven't won in the past 60 days, then you qualify and you can win today if you answer this question. What is the best-selling Christmas song ever? I want to know the title of the song and who sang it.
I'll be honest with you. My first guess, I would have guessed wrong.
Really?
I would have.
This is an oldie but a goodie.
Yep.
The best-selling Christmas song ever. It's got to be an easy one. So you got to give me the title and who sang it, and you're going to get yourself a $10 gift card to Starbucks. We'll give away two this morning.
Now that I know the answer to, I'm going to have to make sure to include it in my Christmas light show at my house.
There you go. Right, yeah. Right. We're going to get into that. So I've been she said, by way of introduction, I'm a regular listener of your radio show on WDJO. Recently, my mother of 99 years of age passed away following a long illness. She and I were co-owners of her condo, which she occupied. Within 30 days of my mother's funeral, I was contacted by someone who lived in the same condo community who wanted to know my intentions about selling the condo. I had no personal knowledge of the individual. Long story short, a few months later, the individual's father made me an offer to purchase the property and handed me a $200 cash to hold the property, not listed, until he could meet with a local credit union regarding financial direction. He then asked me to document the $200 transaction regarding his intentions to purchase the condo with the verbal understanding that he would get back to me in 4 days with his findings. He signed and dated the document, and so did his adult daughter. Although I wrote the brief document, I did not sign it. Well, he didn't contact me, even though he had both my cell and landline numbers. So I waited until noon on the fifth day and returned the $200 in form of a personal check and sent it to his residence via certified mail. Approximately 4 days later, he filed an affidavit of fact relating to the title to the real estate with the recorder's office, claiming interest in my property and stating that I breached our contract. The affidavit clouded my title, and I had to secure legal counsel to initiate actions through the court system to quiet the title. 5 months have passed, and a trial by jury date has been scheduled for June of 2024. Can you believe that?
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I had to go through the court system and everything, just over $200.
She says, if my experience isn't a good reason to engage a realtor, nothing else is. Lesson learned.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just listened to her story. She emailed that to me. I read that story and I went, holy cow, this lady needs some help.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's outrageous. So point being, and that's I just read verbatim what she her story, and they're still waiting. I mean, she's tied up in the court system. And it's her property.
Yeah.
She never signed a contract. She didn't agree to sell it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not giving anybody any kind of clues that you can go to court and tie somebody's property up, but it's that easy. You have to be very careful. I've been wanting to talk about solar energy, Justin, for months and months, but I'm not qualified to talk about that. And you approached me last week, and I said, perfect. We got to get you on the show. We got to talk about this. Because I was thinking on the way down here, you know, you walk into your house and you hit the garage door open. Your garage door opens.
Of course.
Electric.
Yep.
You walk in the front door, heat's on.
Yep.
Electric. You put on a pot of coffee on the stove, electric.
Yep.
You flip the light switch, light comes on, ceiling fan comes on, garbage disposer works, refrigerator's running. You don't think about those things.
No.
You just take all that for granted.
It's a fact of life that you're going to have those on, and you never even think about it.
And once a month, you get that electric bill, and you go, holy cow. And rates are going up. You look at ways of saving money on your utilities. There's all kinds of sources out there that you can save money. Energy is not a monopoly any longer. You can go to a different company and buy your energy through them. Although Duke Energy will supply it for you.
Actually, the other way around. Actually, Duke Energy is the utility company. They own the lines. They maintain the infrastructure.
Okay.
They actually don't supply it. They have to buy it off of an auction block from out of state or even out of country.
Gotcha.
And that's why the rates were risen this past year back in June. Because in April, they went to the auction block and bought the energy for the upcoming year. And the rates went up 56% this past year. The ways you can do it is you can go and find your own supplier. And it would be sometimes local. You know, there's a couple of local companies that are based out of Ohio here.
Right. Your city and community could have a deal with a particular supplier.
Exactly. Yep. Your city or community may have an aggregate where they have a deal with them. Or you can just go out and find your own and find whatever's cheapest.
Mm-hmm.
I actually used to work in that industry as well. I generally don't recommend going with the cheapest. And the reason why is because the cheapest ones will only last you for a couple of months.
Yeah, and then the rate goes up.
And if you're not paying attention to it, the rate will skyrocket. Not just go up, it will skyrocket. I usually tell people, you know, go with somebody who's local and go with somebody who's long-term. That way you don't have to think about it for 2-3 years.
Yeah.
You know, you're a fixed rate for 2-3 years. You don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah. Living in Westchester, I think our township has a deal with a particular company.
Mm-hmm.
And their rates are used just a little bit below what we get from Duke Energy, but
but
they lock you in for like 2-3 years.
Correct. Yeah, they lock you in on that. It's a nice little thing. If you want to change, there's no fee to get out of those with the community programs. Some of the ones that you find where you buy them on your own, there will be an early termination fee to them. If you can find one that doesn't have one, all the better. But we'll just watch out for them.
But you have an alternative to energy.
I do.
And it's been around.
Gets rid of that supplier altogether.
It's been around for a long, long time.
It has.
But, you know, Cincinnati is typically 10 years behind the rest of the country. It's up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it'll take off. And for you, you've been very busy with it, haven't you?
I have been. The whole reason why I decided to put solar on my house was because of last year, my winter bills were astronomically high.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know anything about me, but I mean, basically from the whole holiday season, from Thanksgiving to Easter, I'm broke as a joke.
Yeah.
I have Thanksgiving, then I have Christmas, then I have my anniversary, then I have both of my son's birthdays, then I have Valentine's Day, then I have Easter. It's, you know, and then on top of that, paying the highest utility bills throughout the course of the year, I looked at that and I was like, there's got to be a different way to do this. And I looked into solar, and sure enough, I mean, my bill, you take a guess what my bill is right now. I guarantee you'll never guess.
With solar, probably under $100 a
month. Oh, well under $100.
Really?
This is the first positive month I've had in 8 months, and it's $8.69.
Really?
Oh, my God. I don't know very many people out there that wouldn't want to have an $8.69 electric bill.
That's huge. And, you know, so listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. This is huge. $8
yeah.
a month.
In fact, during the summertime, I was actually getting credit from Duke. My bill was at the highest point, -$225.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
So.
Jeez. Speaking of your family, you got two sons.
Yeah, 13 and 16. Yep, that's
an old picture.
Slightly older picture, yep, right there.
I printed this one off because...
That's the newest picture. That was from this year.
I play saxophone.
He does. He's in the marching band. He's having a blast with it. He started in his freshman year, and it was just something to get him out of his shell, and he loves it. He absolutely loves it.
That's my instrument, too.
Oh, so really? The saxophone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's really good at it too. He's really good at it. He's done a lot of practice with it.
What's his name?
Dylan.
Dylan.
Yep.
And your other son is
Tyler.
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 Tyler and Dylan.
Yep. They both play instruments. Tyler is just starting out with the band. He's right now in the middle school band. He plays trombone. He wants to go into percussion,
mm-hmm.
you know, eventually. But he's actually having some fun with the trombone and enjoying himself. So
that's great.
Maybe he'll stick with it. Who knows?
That's great. Music, been my life.
Oh, absolutely.
My whole life. Yeah.
Same here. I was always a singer.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I was the singer of the group. I was always in chorus or choirs or something like that.
That's cool. Let's get back to solar now, because we got like 1 minute left. We're going to get back into this after we come back from the break. But first, at this time each week, I like to express my gratitude to our troops, veterans, first responders, and all of our heroes. That's our nurses and doctors, nurses aides, healthcare and EMT staff, our police and firefighters. Too often they deal with life and death situations. So let's thank them and keep them in our thoughts and prayers, especially through the holidays. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by Justin Drew. He is with Plug PV. He is a solar pro, and the phone number for him is 513-703-3168.
Correct.
That's your cell phone number.
That's my business cell phone.
As soon as this show is over, call him. You'll probably go out and give him a free estimate what it would take to
absolutely
to get their bill from $300 down to maybe not $8 a month, but
you know what? The average person sees anywhere from a 60 to 70% offset. Every once in a while, I do get 100% offset where they'll never get a positive bill ever again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stay right with us. After this break, we're going to have a moment with Miles, and then is there a cost to go solar? We're going to talk about that. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO, 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9. Don't bother knocking, get a house,
is a rockin', don't bother knocking. Celebrate New Year's Eve with Cincinnati's greatest classic rock band, Bluestone Ivory, as they roar in the new year at the Marriott Cincinnati North. Packages include accommodations, a ballpark-themed buffet dinner, open bar, and a breakfast buffet. New Year's Day with late checkout. Dance the night away with the sounds of Bluestone Ivory as they ring in 2024. Space is limited. Book your reservations today. Call Carmen at 513-645-4613 or visit 1480WDJO.com. Hey, well, I'm a friendly stranger.
Get ready to unwrap the magic of the season at Yuletide Village. Step into a winter wonderland. Wander through a breathtaking display of sparkling lights. Discover unique gifts and savor mouthwatering treats. Visit Krampus to find out if you're naughty or nice. Yuletide Village at Renaissance Park on Fridays and Saturdays from November 24th to December 16th. YuletideVillage.com for details.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing. If you join before December 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another 10% off all of 2024. That's 12 months of savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline's December 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number, 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Dr. Peck is probably without a doubt the best in Cincinnati. If you're comfortable with your smile, then you don't have a problem laughing or smiling at the situation or whatever it might be. I've never had a problem that Dr. Peck didn't solve. He does such a good job. They're very natural looking. Dr. Peck puts the patient first.
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I'm Judy King, and I love my new smile.
Solar energy provides an opportunity for individuals and businesses to generate their own electricity, reducing reliance on centralized power grids and increasing energy independence. Plug PV is a leading provider of sustainable and innovative solar energy systems, committed to powering a greener future. With years of experience in the industry, Plug PV's dedicated team of experts is passionate about delivering high-quality, customized solar solutions for residential and commercial customers. Discover the benefits of solar energy and experience the reliability and efficiency of Plug PV solutions. Contact Plug PV today to learn about how they can tailor a solar energy solution to meet your specific needs and take a step towards a sustainable future. Give Justin Drew a call at 513-703-3168 or visit PlugPVLittleMiamiPV.com. That's PlugPVLittleMiamiPV.com.
Get on. Let's rock the house.
Thanks for listening and watching. We are on Facebook, LinkedIn, and X, which you still tweet on X. My name is Gary Rosignol. I'm a certified residential specialist, better known as Cincinnati's rock and roll realtor with RE/MAX Preferred Group. And speaking of RE/MAX Preferred Group, this is the moment I've been waiting for all week. This is the captain of our ship, Mr. Miles Beersford, with his moment with Miles.
Hey, Gary, rock and roll, my friend. One of the modern definitions of rock star is a person treated as a celebrity, especially in inspiring fanatical admiration. As in, the agent that helped us buy our home was a rock star, or my broker is a rock star. 47 years ago, when RE/MAX was started, an agent couldn't join RE/MAX unless they were already what today would be called a rock star. Today, although the majority of our agents are top-producing agents, we have the best training and agent development systems in the industry. Chris Beresford and I were the RE/MAX Broker Owners of the Year for the entire United States back in 2013 and are continuously mentoring and assisting agents on a daily basis. Karen, the Vice President of RE/MAX Preferred Group, Leanne, and Beth are training, coaching, mentoring, marketing the agents full-time. Our administration staff assists the agents like no other brokerage that I'm aware of. The majority of our agents are already rock stars, and the rest are well on the way. So if the listeners out there are real estate agents that want to be a rock star or want to work with rock stars, give Chris Beresford a call and ask her about the value of becoming a RE/MAX agent. being a rock star realtor is a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Why not use the best tools in the industry? And that's this morning's moment with Miles.
Thank you, Miles. That's some really good words. And I am the rock and roll realtor. But we do have a lot of shakers and movers in our company. And we will take new agents. I just spoke to one last week that wanted to go from, he's just not happy with what he's doing. He's always thought about getting into real estate sales. And he says, where do I start? And I says, call Chris Beersford. And he did, and she met with him, and there you go. So we will help you get started and follow through with you from the start to the finish. Later on the show, we're going to have a visit with Bill Kerrigan of the Dragonfly Foundation. And next week is my annual Christmas show with lots of guests and musical talents right here in the studio. So you want to tune in next week. I'm grateful to all my regular listeners. Just to name a few, we've got Carol from South Lebanon, Betty Sanders, Steve Templin. And Steve, you are one of the winners of the trivia question. By the way, we'll give one away one more gift card. The question is, what is the best-selling Christmas song ever? 513-563-1480. Call us. Guess what the best-selling Christmas song is, and you'll get yourself a $10 gift card to Starbucks. If you have a question or a comment for us, just call us at 513-563-1480. Right here in the studio is Justin Drew with Plug PV. He is a solar pro. He was a customer.
Uh-huh.
He saw the value in it. He wanted to get into a different business, and he is the representative for Plug PV in the Little Miami area.
Yep, pretty much all of Southwest Ohio I can work in.
So I'm in Westchester if I called you and have you come out. Now my roof is probably 22 years old. It'd probably be a good idea that I wait till I get new roof to put solar on, right?
Yeah, ideally you want to have a relatively new roof. And that's one of the nice things, because the fact that they're trying to incentivize putting solar on everybody's house as much as they can. The financing and the programs that are out there available, they allow for adding a new roof along with the solar at the same time.
Okay.
So you can roll it all right into one financing program. You don't have to do separately. And the roofers that I have that work for us, they're fantastic. They do a really great job. They offer anywhere from a 30-year to a lifetime warranty on their roofs. So you never really have to worry about your roof ever again.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, mm-hmm. once you actually put the solar panels on top of it, it's covering up most of the roof. So they're protected from the weather and the elements and everything like that. So I tell people all the time, is like, if you need a new roof, we can do it all in one shot. And generally, it's going to be a lot less expensive than taking out the roof itself, because most people, they got to finance the roof too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you put it all in one shot, it averages out a significant amount less than doing it on its own.
So with solar panels, you're actually using the sun rays from the sun.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
It's gathering and storing that energy into what, like battery packs?
Well, battery packs are optional. You can put that on there. There's only a few people that I would actually highly recommend putting a battery pack on, but you don't have to have it. They generally, what happens is, it's just another form of how your house is going to generate electricity. I mean, you can either pull it directly from the grid, just from Duke Energy, or you can have solar power and the grid together, you know, and they supply them both at the same time. You know, nothing changes in way of how your house works when you have solar or not. I mean, it's during the daytime, the solar panels are going to absorb the sun's energy. They're going to convert it to usable energy that your house can use. And if you're producing more than you're using, what ends up happening is your meter runs backwards, and you'll actually get credit for that. You know, in most areas, it's a dollar for dollar credit. You know, however much you use is however much you produce, they'll pay you the same. Some areas are not, but you know, few and far between. But then during the nighttime, when the sun's out or the sun's away or even inclement weather or what have you, you're just pulling from the grid like normal. You know, your meter runs like it is right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's really, like I said, there's no difference. You won't see any difference. It's not like your lights are going to get brighter because the sun is out and you're pulling from the grid, or it's going to get dimmer because there's no sun out. It's a cloudy day. No difference.
You won't notice any difference.
Don't notice any difference. The only difference I see is on my electric bill.
Yeah.
That's it.
Every month. Yeah. That bill comes in, instead of $400 a month, yours is $8 a month. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Absolutely.
So is the investment in solar outlandish?
No. There's no money up front. You don't pay any money up front. We do all the designing, the engineering, the permitting, things like that for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And we design a system that'll match what you're currently paying to Duke Energy. So it's no more money out of pocket generally than what you're already going to be paying out anyway. I was talking to somebody yesterday that their average bill was $265 a month. And I did the calculations out. If you adjust for 4% inflation over the next 20 years, they're going to pay out almost $100,000 in electricity costs to Duke Energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was actually able to design a system for them that was $51,000, so almost half that cost, and it produced all the energy they would ever need. They would never have a positive bill again.
Wow.
You know, it was 100, it was actually 99.5% offset, you know.
Wow.
And I say offset meaning, you know, how much of that bill is offset over the whole course of the year. And that's actually that guaranteed number is actually on the low end, because we guarantee that. We need to tell you that you're going to produce this much in that okay. first year. In reality, it's anywhere from 5 to 15% higher.
So what you would pay out in energy, you could be paying on the loan to have it put on.
Exactly. It's just a reallocation of where you're going to pay it to. You could either pay Duke and have to deal with their constant price increases over the every uh-huh. year, year after year, or you can have one set solar loan that produces all the energy you need, and it never moves. And eventually, it puts an expiration date on your electric bill. You know, you stop paying on the solar because it's paid off.
Uh-huh.
Now you're producing all the energy you need for your house for free.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if you live in the woods where there's a lot of heavy trees and that type of thing, people say, well, I can't have solar because I get so much.
I got a great tree guy.
Okay.
I got a great tree guy.
From the trees from around your house.
We'll cut down the trees if need be. We have ground mount systems available. If you have the land available and you got a nice little field outside of those trees,
okay.
we can put a ground mount system out there. That one's a little bit more expensive, but well worth it, especially if you're out in the farm country
uh-huh.
and you got the land available to do it, and you want to make sure that you're helping protect the environment and, you know, and lowering your electric costs.
Yeah. Now, some people are going to say, well, it's a pretty new product in greater Cincinnati. Not every home has solar on it.
Correct.
If I put solar, is that going to decrease the value of my home?
No, absolutely. In fact, the exact opposite. Zillow did a report a couple years ago that they found across the nation, on average, you increase the resale value of your home by about 4.1%, you know. Plus, on top of that, the state of Ohio actually considers solar energy a utility, so it's a non-taxable home improvement. So your property value goes up as well.
Okay.
So if you want to take out like a HELOC or a home equity loan or something like that, you can take advantage of the higher property value, but without having to pay the extra taxes.
So if somebody has solar installed mm-hmm. and they decide that they want to move and they have me come out, then I'm going to talk to you about the value of the solar
mm-hmm.
that they have, whether you got it from you or not. You can come out and check it and see if it's a bona fide good solar system installed properly.
Yeah, absolutely. And the loans and the warranties and everything like that, they're all transferable. They can go from one homeowner to the next, because they realize that people on average stay in their homes only a few mm-hmm. years. So everything's transferable. And it's a really nice selling feature, too. If you're in a home and you've had solar for 10 years and you go to the new home buyer, hey, Mr. Home Buyer, I haven't paid an electric bill in 10 years. I've been paying this amount of money for my solar. And by the way, in the next 10 years, it's going to be paid off.
Mm-hmm.
So then you'll be able to take advantage of the free electricity once it's actually paid off. and you have a 20, you have the remainder of that warranty. So 10 years, it's a 25-year warranty on all the panels and the inverters and the parts and everything like that. So you got 15 years of warranty time on that as well.
Wow. Now, some folks are going to say, well, we're just going to wait around and watch this product get more popular in the greater Cincinnati area. Besides, the prices are probably going to go down.
Well, yes, the prices could possibly go down. I mean, over the past 20 years, the prices, you know, have actually gone down quite a bit. But the way I look at it is, like, I compare it to Bitcoin. The best time to buy Bitcoin was 10 years ago and today. You know? If you wait, you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
You know, so, you know.
Same way with buying a house and watching the interest rates, you know. They used to be, you know, 2.5, 3 years ago, they were down to 3%, and they waited and waited till they got a little bit lower, and that didn't happen. Now they're back up to 7.
Yeah, they're back up to 7.
Well, we're going to wait for them to go back down to 3. It ain't going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, and the nice thing about Ohio here is we are an up-and-coming market. We are the same place where, like, New York and Massachusetts were 4 or 5 years ago. And now they're paying twice the price of what they are for electricity.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to wait that long.
Tune in on Sunday nights right here on WDJO at 7 o'clock for John Englehart and Soda Shop Sunday right here on WDJO. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by Justin Drew. He's with Plug PV Solar Pro, or he is a solar pro with Plug PV. Miamiville. Little Miami. Right?
Little Miami area.
His number is 513-703-3168. Don't you dare touch that dial, because coming up next is my music history. And can anyone have solar installed in their homes? We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
Celebrate New Year's Eve with Cincinnati's greatest classic rock band, Bluestone Ivory, as they roar in the new year at the Marriott Cincinnati North. Packages include accommodations, a ballpark-themed buffet dinner, open bar, and a breakfast buffet. New Year's Day with late checkout. Dance the night away with the sounds of Bluestone Ivory as they ring in 2024. Space is limited. Book your reservations today. Call Carmen at 513-645-4613 or visit 1480wdjo.com.
Join the Ohio State University Alumni Club of Greater Cincinnati's official game watch party at O'Brien's Bar and Grill, 1998 Madison Road in O'Brienville. The hottest ticket in town for all things OSU athletics. As an official Alumni Club member, you'll enjoy food and drink specials every game all season long. Not a club member yet? Sign up today at cincinnati.alumni.osu.edu. Gather your friends, wear your scarlet and gray, and head over to O'Brien's Bar and Grill for the best Ohio State game day experience. The Ohio State University Alumni Club of Greater Cincinnati and O'Brien's Bar and Grill, where Buckeye pride comes alive. Visit cincinnati.alumni.osu.edu for all club news, updates, and upcoming events.
How many times have you called an automotive service shop to get work done on your car just to find out they're backed up for 2 weeks or more? Hi, I'm Robert Nolan of John Nolan Auto Service. John Nolan Auto Service is ready right now to work on your car. We can do anything from a simple oil change, new tires, brakes, or an entire engine overhaul. Our ASC certified technicians can do it all and at a fair price. So if you're hearing strange noises in your vehicle, call John Nolan Auto Service at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today. John Nolan Auto Service, trusted in Cincinnati for over 50 years, is located on 4th Street in Newport, Kentucky, just across from the World Peace Bell. Call us at 859-261-8833 for your appointment today. A good deal better
at John Nolan. Don't miss new deals every day during Lowe's 25 Days of Deals. Get up to 50% off select tools and accessories. Plus, bring home a Werner 4-foot fiberglass stepladder, now just $29.98. And get same-day delivery for eligible in-stock items when you order by 2 p.m. Lowe's knows deals every day. Valve through 12/20 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Welcome to one of my favorite parts of the show. It's time for Gary's Music History. And on this day back in 1966, the first Jimi Hendrix Experience single, Hey Joe, was released in the UK on Polydor Records. The track had been rejected by Decca label. It went on to be number 5 hit in the UK, but failed to chart in America. Jeez. Chaz Chandler, who is now managing Hendrix, had seen folk singer Tim Rose perform the song in the Cafe Wah in New York City. Well, this is the live track from Woodstock in 1969 where he performed it. So, on this day back in 1971, 5 singles and 5 albums by Creedence Clearwater Revival were certified gold in the U.S. The singles were Down on the Corner, Looking Out My Back Door, Traveling Band, Bad Moon Rising, and Up Around the Bend. The LPs were Cosmos Factory, Willie and the Poor Boys, Green River, Bayou County, and Creedence Clearwater Revival. On this day back in 1972, Billy Paul started a 3-week run at number 1 on the U.S. singles chart with
Me and Mrs. Jones.
Me and Mrs. Jones. Paul was identified by his diverse vocal style, which ranged from mellow and soulful to low and raspy. The song Me and Mrs. Jones, which describes an extramarital affair between a man and his lover, was later recorded by my favorite crooner of today, Michael Blueblaze, the Frank Sinatra of the Spotted Era. On this day back in 1991, Chubby Checker filed a lawsuit against McDonald's in Canada seeking $14 million for its alleged use of an animation of his voice. The song The Twist had been used on a French fry commercial, but the fast food chain counters that it's actually a sound-alike of Hank Ballard, who wrote the tune and recorded it 2 years before Checker, and that Ballard had been paid for it. Checker's singing style is similar to Ballard's on the tune. McDonald's used Ballard's 1958 tune to launch its new McTwist curly fries. The ad featured a farmer playing the tune to his crops, which in turn turned curly. On this day in the year 2001, Robbie Williams and Nicole Kidman started a 3-week run at number 1 on the singles chart with their version of the Frank and Nancy Sinatra 1967 number 1 hit, Something Stupid, the Christmas number 1 for this year, from Williams' album, Swing When You're Winning. On this day in the year 2011, an ultra-rare Beatles 6 in-store promotional poster sold at an eBay auction for $6,300. 17 bids were placed before the 20 by 28 inch rarity sold. Beatles 6 Is Here was printed in block letters across the top and black and white photo of the Fab Four with album art of the first 5 records printed along the bottom edge. Going, going, gone. Born on this day, back in the year 1949, William Frederick Gibbons, we call him Billy Gibbons, is an American rock musician, best known as the guitarist and primary vocalist of ZZ Top. He began his career in the Moving Sidewalks, who recorded Flash in 1969 and opened 4 dates for the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Gibbons formed ZZ Top late 1969 and released ZZ Top's first album in early 1971. He has also maintained a solo career in recent years, starting with his first album, Perfectamundo, in 2015. Gibbons has made appearances with other artists and acted on television shows, most notably in Bones in 2001. Rolling Stone named him the 32nd greatest guitarist of all time. Well, I don't know about that. I think he's a little better than 30, top 32, but that's just me. So there you go. I hope these musical notes brought you as much fun as I had while researching them for you. I'm called the Rock and Roll Realtor because I play with the greatest classic rock band in Cincinnati. That's Bluestone Ivory. And we are taking reservations for New Year's Eve, which is going to be at the Marriott in Westchester. The full package includes a deluxe room, ballpark-themed dinner buffet, open bar all night long, breakfast brunch the next day with late checkout, live entertainment by Bluestone Ivory and Master of Ceremonies J.D. Hughes from 9 until 1. The fun begins at 6 in the atrium. That whole package per couple. I mean, I'm talking food, drinks, champagne, open bar all night long. How much do you think?
Marriott, I'm guessing probably like $700, $800.
$399 a couple.
Hey, there you go.
$399
a couple.
Hey. A couple. That's for two.
Hey.
There you go.
Can't complain with that.
Best package in town. You can't beat it with a stick. So
there you go.
Call Carmen now at 513-645-4613. Make your reservations. And also tune in next week for our annual Dragonfly Foundation show. It's going to be fun and fundraising. We're going to have some members of the North Cincinnati Youth Orchestra right here in the studio performing live. I have with me Justin Drew. He is with Plug PV Little Miami. He is a solar pro, was a customer, realized the benefits. You said, hey, I got to get this out to more and more people. I want to save you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're doing.
Absolutely.
So there's no upfront costs.
Correct.
They can call you today at 513-703-3168.
Correct.
Have you come out? You're going to give the full
Your
measure, suggest the right program for them.
Take a picture of the house. Take a picture of all the electrical components that we need to. Design a system for you. Explain the different programs, you know, answer any questions you may have. No cost, no obligation. You know, I look at it as more of an information gathering session. You know, I want to learn more about you. You want to learn more about me and what solar can do. I'm not there to twist anybody's arm or anything like that. If you decide to go with it, great. I'll give you 110% of my effort in order to make you a happy customer. If you don't want to do it, hey, worst comes worst, tell a friend or neighbor, you know, maybe they would want to be interested in taking a look at it. You know, I'm not there to twist anybody's arm. I'm just there to try to help people.
Have you ever had neighborhoods where you had a couple neighbors, really close neighbors, say, let's put in one system and share it?
No. They've never tried. You can't share between
Right.
houses. Each system has to have its own meter and all that, so it's... Even on a property that has two meters, like on a barn has its own meter and then a house has its own meter,
uh-huh.
You'd have to do two separate systems.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So are there any hurdles that you have to go through to get solar on your house?
Sometimes the permitting can be a little bit of a hurdle, HOAs, things like that. Mm. But legislation was passed a year or so ago that stated that HOAs cannot prohibit putting solar on their house. They have to allow it. The only difference is there's language in the law that says they can have quote-unquote reasonable restrictions for it, basically meaning you can't put it on the front of the house.
Gotcha.
But if the front of the house is the only viable place for solar to be put on, I'll go to bat with your HOA to try and get it on for you.
And they're not big and ugly things sticking out? Or
no, anything. They're flat black panels. They're about the size of your dining room table, about 3 foot by 6 foot.
Oh, wow.
You know, okay. They're very thin. I was actually very kind of surprised when I first saw them. I thought they were big, hulky, heavy things.
They probably used to be.
Yeah. They're only about 40 pounds. And the way they're mounted on the roof, they are, the load is actually spread out over the course of the roof. It's not focused on one spot.
All right. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour, and it's brought to you today by Justin Drew with Plug PV Solar Pro, 513-703-3168. Stay with us. Next, we're going to have a visit with Bill Kerrigan of the Dragonfly Foundation. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO, 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
Celebrate New Year's Eve with Cincinnati's greatest classic rock band, Bluestone Ivory, as they roar in the new year at the Marriott Cincinnati North. Packages include accommodations, a ballpark-themed buffet dinner, open bar, and a breakfast buffet. New Year's Day with late checkout. Dance the night away with the sounds of Bluestone Ivory as they ring in 2024. Space is limited. Book your reservations today. Call Carmen at 513-645-4613 or visit 1480wdjo.com. Hey, well, I'm
a friend of the street. Get ready, because here they come.
One, two, three, four.
It's Beatlemania all over again with the Fab Four, the ultimate tribute to the Beatles. Entertainment Tonight says, seeing the Fab Four is just like seeing the Beatles.
Hey, Jude.
The Fab Four takes you through the 60s with the music that changed our lives. It's a show you won't want to miss.
Live at Taft Theater on Friday, March 15th. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com and the Taft Theater box office.
Guys, are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars for your ED medications? Hi, I'm Dan Beebe, owner of Save Discount Drugs in Covington, and we are excited to offer generic alternatives to Viagra and Cialis for as little as $5 per dose. Give us a call at 859-431-2857 to find out more. Save Discount Drugs can help you in other ways, too. If you are uninsured or have high deductible insurance, Save Discount Drugs offers everyday low pricing on all of our medications, not just a few that are on the list. We even offer select antibiotics for just $1. So call us at 859-431-2857 to see how you can save time and money at Save Discount Drugs. We have free parking behind the store with a convenient back entrance. Save Discount Drugs is located four doors north of the Madison Theater at 716 Madison Avenue in downtown Covington. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857, or check us out online at savediscountdrugs.com.
Solar energy provides an opportunity for individuals and businesses to generate their own electricity, reducing reliance on centralized power grids and increasing energy independence. Plug PV is a leading provider of sustainable and innovative solar energy systems, committed to powering a greener future. With years of experience in the industry, Plug PV's dedicated team of experts is passionate about delivering high-quality, customized solar solutions for residential and commercial customers. Discover the benefits of solar energy and experience the reliability and efficiency of Plug PV solutions. Contact Plug PV today to learn about how they can tailor a solar energy solution to meet your specific needs and take a step towards a sustainable future. Give Justin Drew a call at 513-703-3168 or visit PlugPVLittleMiamiPV.com. That's PlugPVLittleMiamiPV.com.
Get on, let's rock the house.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour with yours truly, Gary Rossignol. I am your senior real estate specialist with RE/MAX Preferred Group. We did have two winners, Steve Templin and Donna Summers, and the correct answer was White Christmas by Bing Crosby is the number one, the song, it's the best-selling Christmas song ever.
Never would have thought that.
Still today.
I it makes sense, but I honestly thought it was going to be All I Want from Christmas Is You from Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought
that's
it was going to be.
That's probably in the top 10.
I'm sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. The Dragonfly Foundation, they support pediatric cancer families and patients by an amazing feat. They have built a network that connects Dragonfly families to each other and our community, and they provide programs to enhance their quality of life. These programs are in partner with the greatest children's hospital in the United States. That's our very own Cincinnati Children's Hospital. This gentleman calls in each week. He is a board of director member of the Dragonfly Foundation and has been their number one cheerleader and fan for years. I like to call him my friend because he is, and his name is Bill Kerrigan. Good morning, Bill.
Gary, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Can't wait for next week. We're going to have you here in the studio, right?
Can't wait to see Santa. I'm going to be there.
We're going to spend the entire hour just talking about the miracles of the Dragonfly Foundation. We're going to give folks a way to donate, and not just money, but they can volunteer their time, their efforts. Just spread the word of what the Dragonfly Foundation does. We're going to nail it. We're going to have the whole hour to do that with. I'll have a few guests in here, but we're all here for the Dragonfly Foundation next week.
Gary, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you doing this each year. It's just a wonderful, wonderful morning, and the whole environment down there at the studio is just great. I know the families that attend just have a great time.
Yeah, well, we're not going to have any families in here next week, but we'll have you in here representing the Dragonfly Foundation. We've got the members of the Southwest Youth Orchestra going to be playing in the next studio live, Christmas carols. We're going to have a couple other friends, Bob Pape with Polaris. He's very, very fond of the Dragonfly Foundation, and Gary Rasmussen with Farmers Insurance, the musical insurance guy. He'll be here, and you, and we're just going to have a good time. So what's happening with the Dragonfly Foundation this week, Bill, that you can help us with?
Yeah, a couple things, Gary, that I want to bring up. And tomorrow morning, there's actually going to be a special on iHeartRadio at 8:30. So that's 700 WLW locally, but also if you use the iHeartRadio app, you could get the podcast there. You could listen to it live.
And we are part of iHeartRadio.
Sandy Collins from iHeart Cincy is going to interview Caroline DeGroft, who is our communications leader at Dragonfly, and she's going to also interview some folks from Cancer-Free Kids. So tomorrow morning, 8:30 on 700, flip down the dial and then flip right back to 1480 and just listen to us. You'll learn a lot about our organization, our mission, and what we do for the families we serve.
I'm glad you said that, because Gary Stevens probably cringing said, don't talk about that other radio station. But you said, flip back here.
you could have our permission to zip down there for just 15 minutes, listen to the interview, and then come right back to 1480 and rock out.
There you go.
So
you got that one.
That's going on. Now, I'll tell you the other thing that's going on. We got a Bengals game today, Gary. I don't know if you realize the Bengals play today, Saturday, which is unusual.
At 1 o'clock?
And you're going to need some pizza, won't you, Gary?
Yeah, you bet.
So what you want to do is you want to go to Papa John's. So just go to the website and order some pizzas and enter the promo code DRAGONFLY20. That's DRAGONFLY20.
Uh-huh.
And you'll get 20% off your pizzas. And you'll donate $1 to the Dragonfly Foundation.
Per pizza.
Great pizza, and it's a win-win-win for everybody.
You betcha. You got it. Yeah, so I know a lot of people are going to have their bingo parties going on. You're not going to get by with just one or two large pizzas. You got to order six large pizzas. But you're going to get 20% off, have them delivered, tip the guy really well, and you're going to be helping the Dragonfly Foundation in the meantime and watch the Bengals score another big one. That's going to be a lot of fun.
We need to keep winning, Gary. We got to keep winning. We're right in the thick of this thing, but we got to control our own destiny, and we got a chance today against the Vikings.
Well, you know, and the Bengals remind me of what the Dragonfly Foundation, what their sole purpose is, and that is to just stay right in the middle of it and to help with teamwork. The Dragonfly Foundation is made up of 85% volunteers who are all there for one purpose, and that's to help. And
that's absolutely what we're there to do. You know, Gary, we're so blessed to have Cincinnati Children's Hospital. It is a magnet for kids battling pediatric cancer all over the globe. But unfortunately, when you get that diagnosis, you drop everything, you leave your life behind, and you show up in Cincinnati. And many of these families have never been to Cincinnati before. They have no support network.
Right.
That's where we step in. We're going to be their support network.
And if you want to help the Dragonfly Foundation right now, ladies and gentlemen, get out your smart device, your cell phone, your iPhone, whatever you use, and text the word WINGS15 to the number 71777. don't wait till later this afternoon when the Bengals game is on. Do it right now because it's on your mind. It's Wings 15 to 71777. Just donate $5. The Dragonfly Foundation can take $5 and the good that they can do with that, and it's not going to break the bank for you. But if you want to help out, go 10 or 50. You know, if you want to really help, donate $100. They can really use that, and that's the best way you can help them out. So do that right now. 71777. The word, catchword is Wings 15. Do that right now, and let's see if we can rack up some donations for them. We're just about out of time for today. Thanks, Bill, for calling in as you do. We'll see you right here in the studio next week. Thanks to all who listened and are watching on Facebook and LinkedIn with my guest, Justin Drew with Plug PV. And his phone number is 513-703-3168. Hey, call him today.
Gary, if I could say something real quick at the end here. Anybody who does listen to this radio show and calls in and wants to set an appointment with me, if they actually decide to put it on the roof there, I'll give them $1,000 off the system, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
$1,000.
$1,000 off the
system.
I'm
going to call you. I'm going to say I heard you on the show.
There you go. Tell me that you heard me on the radio, and I'll give you $1,000 off.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, have you inherited a property that you don't need? Or do you own a piece of property that you really don't want anymore? Well, call me at 513-777-2402. We can solve that problem for you. You can find me online at rockandrollgary.realtor. Always, always hug your kids, call your parents and siblings regularly, kiss your spouse every day, and stay safe. Stay tuned. The Car Tech Show with Wesley Adams is coming up next, and now it's time for Christmas cheer. This is my wife's favorite singer, Johnny Mathis, with his rendition of Winter Wonderland. Thanks for another great show, and if you have any real estate questions, just call me at 513-777-2402 or go to rockandrollrealestateagent.com. Thanks to all my sponsors who make this show possible, as well as Chris and Miles Beresford, brokers of RE/MAX Preferred Group. A special thanks to WDJO station manager Gary Stevens and my producer, Dan Gettelfinger. I would also like to shout out to all my clients, friends, family, fans of Blue Sun Ivory, the Dragonfly Foundation, and especially my wife, Mary Jo. Until next week, keep knocking on my rockin' houses. So long for now.